was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friend, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It is Sunday, October 12th. Thank you again for joining me, and those of you who stuck around through the first hour, thank you for sticking with us. We devoted the first hour to a discussion of how BIC process and ZYA process would apply creatively in a civil matter. In fact, in one of any number of civil matters, the versatility of those procedures, the ability to adapt them cleverly without being threatening, without being demanding, always indemnifying anything we ask of the other party and keeping our temperament one of grace and forgiveness. Now, that leads us to this discussion. The second hour of this program is devoted to something new, and not just the process, but a question of philosophy, which I think we'll begin with in just a moment. As you may know from the email I sent out earlier, and by the way, if you don't, then I suggest you send your email address along to me at restore.america@hotmail.com, and we'll be happy to add you to the list. But if you did receive that email, you're aware that there is a new boy on the block. It's called the Global Privacy Shield, and I'm making it available upon its completion to attendees at the North American event, which is scheduled for the end of this month, 5 days beginning on October 30th and extending through November 3rd. If you're interested in attending, whether you're American or Canadian, then please drop a line to naevent@hush.com. That's N-A as in North America, event@hush.com, all one word. You will have to fill out an application, a brief application, and you will have to be willing to covenant with me your desire to pay the information forward. And to my Canadian friends, I can't even begin to express from my heart what's in my head about the value of the material that we're going to cover. There is some fine work being done in Canada, but from what I can see, there's very little material to work with. You guys are having to make it all up as you go, and that's the best way to learn. But as we did in America and in other countries, that can be jump-started. And this particular assembly of procedures, the Global Privacy Shield, which is the fruit of all of our experiences, should be able to provide that. If from no other perspective of igniting your direction and your research, even though we all know that these are turnkey tools that, while they should not be applied without people completely mastering them, are ready, polished, set to go for utilizing and employing BIC process, and as you'll find out, for seeking default on the criminal charges, especially with the Canada Criminal Code, and the default on the commercial settlement, the stipulations to the settlement, abatement of process, return of defective process. We'll be back in a moment.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
Welcome back, folks. As I was saying before the break, we have a new procedure. This is new from top to bottom. Certainly, it is a BIC procedure, but it's many other things as well. It incorporates much of the former BIC suite, but it's a dramatic step forward, I guess is the best way that I can describe it, from anything we've had in the past. It returns all of their process as lawfully defective and legally deficient, but it does that in a unique way, and it establishes U.S. acceptance, United States acceptance of our sovereign political status as binding on all of them. In fact, the entire method is written as a sovereign process rather than a creditor's process, and it has terminology, seals, and nomenclature consistent with sovereignty and consistent with being a sovereign creditor. You know, for those of you who haven't realized it, excuse my sarcasm, sovereignty is a little more than just loading up our names with all kinds of punctuation. And as you see, I'm never less than surprised when I receive pleadings from people who have declared themselves to be sovereign for years and still write pleadings, as we'll discuss shortly, in a manner that squarely places themselves into the jurisdiction of their courts as de facto fictions and procedural phantoms. One of the key additions is the adding of a formal abatement of their defective process in which we are returning all corporate paperwork for the fatal error that our lawful name does not appear on it. This is the first time we've ever combined abatement with a commercial process. And by the way, this isn't a traditional abatement which rambles on for 11 pages, or an Article 9 abatement, one of which I just used within the last couple of months, an Article 9 abatement granting to them, to a corporate official, discretion to grant or deny the abatement. I regret having used that particular abatement. It was a last-minute decision. I mean a last-minute decision. I had other documents in transit that were called back to place that abatement in based upon the reports that had been used and the skills of the party whom we were assisting haven't been sufficient to enforce the commercial settlement at that time. So this is not any of those abatements. This is nothing you have seen before. This is a one-page, highly sophisticated abatement crafted by a living man in the court of Yahweh. And this is something I wrote myself, and probably not two or three people out there who have ever seen it. The abatement puts us in a position, of course, to utilize all of the summer's information. Is there anyone here that has the capacity to contradict or disqualify my position, my status as absolute biological property of the Creator? If there is, step forward now, because we're going to go at it, and one of us is going to be charged with perjury. Although we probably show mercy and grace, as the Lord teaches us when it came right down to it. But I don't really care how many driver's license applications or other applications we previously signed that day March 4th. Those applications were coerced. There was no disclosure. We don't know where those pieces of paper have been. And anyway, I'm the only man who can verify the signature, and I cannot and will not make such a verification. That is not my signature. Anyway, as I said, this is a one-page edition with signatures, the second page, but basically a one-page notice, and it is completely compatible, in my opinion, with the BIC commercial remedies that are at the centerpiece of the Global Privacy Shield. It's the abatement of a sovereign in fact in the presence of Yahweh, and in my opinion, completely enforceable. Should end any case right at the beginning, in the first 10 minutes, and I don't care if that is in America, in Canada, in England, in Gotham City, because it puts us in a position to prosecute the interloper for the high crime of conspiring to injure a sovereign man or a sovereign woman using defective legal process, forced misnomer, and mistaken identity to generate corporate profits. Confronted with an abatement only a month ago, we actually had a judge come forth and say, yes, I am going to prosecute a case of mistaken identity. He said it on the record, and the party unfortunately did not respond to that and end the case. Anyway, the Global Privacy Shield uses the BIC payment methods that you're familiar with, adapted to the unique undertaking of a serious case, and also to achieve very quickly a commercial default on payment, a bona fide lien right against the trespassers, and their specific consent to the ZYA process in whatever level of severity we desire, whether it's naming the court or naming the principals. Again, I always urge caution in doing such things. People should really consider carefully if they are up to that task. The Global Privacy Shield also allows one to rescind any and all confession signatures and adhesion contracts, like the appearance bond that you signed under duress, right up front in this first presentment, instead of waiting and using a separate rescission procedure or the resurrection package that we'll have with us at the North American event 10 days later. Now, sometimes it pays to wait, because when you rescind the signature, they're going to come and rearrest. So sometimes we use those 10 days to prepare ourselves mentally to terminate that case. We arm ourselves with warrants for the arrest of the bond of that judge, signed and already checked off, if it's a checkoff warrant, but signed and completed, and blank warrants which bear our signature but can have additional names entered thereon. We equip ourselves with instant affidavits. By the way, the Canadian instant affidavit is just a couple of days of being finished, and you will be shocked at the various sections from the Criminal Code of Canada that are applicable in these circumstances. We've assembled a real powerful list in terminology we can just glance at and apply to these kinds of situations. But anyway, if it was me, I would have completed and checked off instant affidavits for the crimes that have been committed. I would have them for the crimes that I anticipate being committed, and I would have some blank ones pre-signed and witnessed, ready to be checked off for the crimes that I anticipate, such as obstruction, suborning, and any other activities that may be ongoing in the court, or a theft of something if I anticipate something not being returned, or whatever may be coming. I would be equipped to handle that in that courtroom, and I would also have a number of pre-signed and blank amount fully collateralized promissory notes, meaning they would be, they would be routed through offset bonds that I would be sending in by registered mail prior to that court hearing date if it was me. Anyway, the Global Privacy Shield allows us to assemble all of the precursors for that, everything one might need, so no matter the direction that they move in, well, for two reasons. Number one, no matter the direction that they move in, we are ready with a default. Either they've defaulted on the criminal settlement and we're ready for that, or they've defaulted on the commercial settlement and we're ready for that. By criminal, I mean that the Global Privacy Shield includes a particular form of solemn affirmation instead of an affidavit, which provides conclusive proof and valuation of the criminal activities that have been held thus far against a living man. I wrote this from scratch only a couple of weeks ago, and this is the most concise, to the point, specific affidavit of probable cause, or rightly, a solemn affirmation of probable cause, that I've ever seen. And it's been incorporated as part of this process. So when the notary certifies the default, we have a criminal default to be enforced if we choose to defend that in the courtroom. We have the return of process and the abatement of defective process, so we can stand on our name and disavow any paperwork that they have. And we have the default, which is actually comprised of their specific confession to the crimes on the unrebutted solemn affirmation, which is also incorporated into the notary certification. So if one elects to enter the courtroom for educational purposes, as Tom Schultz does, then we can step forward and confront them with the counterclaim, basically saying, I am here to present, my purpose in being here is to present the counterclaim of high crimes that have been committed by certain officers of this court, which I am placing into the record, or to which those parties have confessed, and one might have the gumption at that point not to let the judge pass that issue of crimes being reported to the court, such as the judge saying, we're not here for that today. Well, we have the deconstructing the de facto courtroom technology to put him in his place right away, if necessary, by way of warrant of his bond. Folks, we'll be back in after a 2 or 3 minute break to further explain this technology and how we integrate it in the courtroom.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my next two paychecks spent. And my debts are rising faster than a...
Welcome back, my friends. Another worthwhile addition to this process is the inclusion of a warrant in the process itself, giving the recipients, the fiduciaries, the opportunity to demonstrate under oath their authority to oppress the divine rights of a sovereign man. And of course, other than presenting a Bible, which has been addressed to them, they can't present such authority. So we have a global privacy shield. Now you see why I named it such, which provides us with all these available options if we elect to visit the court. We can stand on the return of defective process. We can stand on the commercial default as a counterclaim or on the criminal confessions as a counterclaim, applying all of the Summers information. We can stand on the rescission of signatures so that we are no longer consenting to the process. We can stand on the abatement itself, or simply on their lack of authority, or we can just stand on being a sovereign man. It facilitates all of those, any of those approaches, or all of those approaches combined in any way one might conceive. But that's if we elect to visit the court. And I emphasize the term visit. We should never appear in the court. That's a realization that I've come to over the last few years, that even the use of the term appearance is, especially on a pleading, is tantamount to presenting yourself to these fraud mongers and saying, hey, I'm here, I used the wrong language. Now, that's my consent to send me to prison for the next 20 years, take all of my family's property, and destroy my family. That is literally the way their warped minds work. And so I'd like to read you an email that makes a very interesting point. And here are just a couple of excerpts from it. He said, hey, Sam, I've been listening to your show and the archive shows, and you have done a great deal to give people insights into the inner workings of the court system and how to break free of their tyrannical clutches, as it were. Don't let the flattery fool you, folks, because the next sentence says, I think that perhaps there is a fundamental problem behind everything that you are doing, and that is that you are taking people to the, you are not taking people to the source of law and where it comes from. We things, I guess he meant to say the things that happen in nature and science as laws, yet in truth we call that in reference to something familiar to us in the legal system. Well, his syntax was a little off there, but I get the point. We cannot say that laws of nature are absolute because it is consciousness and our awareness that dictate our perceptions of reality. Well, clearly I would differ with him on the laws of nature, because in my mind they're not the laws of nature. They're the laws of nature's God. But he goes on to say, and he makes a good point, that last night's show was very dangerous in that you did not address the fact of Section 15 of the Criminal Code of Canada properly. The Criminal Code of Canada applies to everyone, which would include judges. Hence, it nullifies the entire legal system of Canada. Well, actually, we discussed that a couple of weeks ago, and I agree entirely. But you will never get them to have a conscious admission of that in the courtroom, and this fellow knows that. And he goes on to say, let me skip ahead here, simply put, by showing up in court, you are submitting yourself to their false god, and thus, under Talmudic law, it is okay to enslave you. And he raises a very good point, and it's a point that's consistent with what I have been saying at the Law Merchant Leadership Retreats for about 2 years. In my opinion, we should not be going into their courts. Now, this may put me in direct violation with, or in direct difference with Winston and Roger, who think that we should be stating commercially that I plead guilty to the facts as part of our closure. This would place me at odds, I guess, with probably with Jack Smith and with Victoria Joy and a number of other people. But I do not believe we belong in their courtrooms. That places me at odds with Tom Schultz also. However, I appreciate what Tom says. He is going in to educate them. And I appreciate that Winston and Roger and Jack's sensibilities are sufficiently refined that they understand they are appearing as a visit for the purpose of settling the account. But I had a friend send me some pleadings this past week, and it really drove home the point simultaneous with my receipt of this fellow's email. And I received that email the same day as I received those pleadings. One was the Article 9 abatement. And as clearly as I can see my own image or a representation of it in the mirror, it was so obvious that by placing ourselves in a position of being subject to their discretion, we are then therefore subject to their jurisdiction. So we'll be back in a moment to talk about do we or don't we go into court. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Welcome back, friends. So, I received these pleadings, among many, last week, but it was so clear because one of them was an Article 9 abatement, and seeing it in another case, and having just completed a sovereign man's abatement for another case, it was as clear to me as when I was struck by the revelation years ago of why the United States de facto officials are unable to grant us a habeas corpus. They can't grant us a habeas corpus because they are not a sitting constitutional body. They can grant a statutory habeas corpus, but that's not a habeas corpus. That's statutory garbage. But as John Sensenbrenner, the congressman who was the former chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said when they were debating the Military Commissions Act, everyone in this body understands that there are two forms of habeas corpus, the constitutional form, which Congress cannot touch, and the statutory habeas, which Congress wrote and can do anything with that it wants. And he was absolutely right. But there was a bigger story there, and the story was Congress had no capability to touch, give, do, or affect in any way, nor does the judiciary a habeas corpus, because there is no de facto government, and there hasn't been since 1861. And there never has been, really, in Canada, although there are differences in the eastern and the western provinces, as many of you Canadians understand, the western provinces being sub-corporations of the Canada Corporation and never having stood as de jure in law. They're only at law and can never be in law. They can never raise a judicial body, and that's why they don't have parliaments. They have assemblies. So, and that should be intuitively clear to every Canadian who would attend this event. But anyway, we face this decision then. Do we or do we not enter their courtroom? And the beauty of the global privacy shield is that it refines, expands, and introduces new technology on a process that previously has already been successful in terminating cases without appearance, where the cases have just disappeared, or the cases have gone into dormancy. I can think of only three reasons to visit the de facto courtrooms of the United States. As this fellow Rob, who wrote me that email, pointed out, we are, when we visit, we are in effect praying to, or at least consorting with, pagan idols. The first reason I can think of to visit is if we go in as a creditor protecting our claim, which is the way certainly Winston and Roger would appear, and I have appeared. Excuse me. Now, that's not an approach I expect the author of that email to understand, and I certainly understand that many people do not feel that commercial remedies are compatible with his word, but I personally don't share that view. I think that every sovereign man and woman is entitled to be a creditor to those whom owe the sovereign. And that doesn't mean we should be, I think scripture makes ample provision for assisting other parties, but not for charging usury. And I do think that debts are owed, and I in scripture, I'm sure you can all recall parts where those debts are paid, along with the big payment that came with the new contract. But I don't have any moral or divine obstacle to entering the courtroom as a creditor and saying I'm here as a sovereign man and creditor to the note that I issued extending my full faith and credit on behalf of someone else. Another reason that one might visit their de facto courtroom is to educate them one by one to their crimes and awaken society to its great errors, as Tom Schultz does. I can't say that there are many people out there who would probably have the courage to do that, but that's what makes Tom very special. Thirdly, and the only other reason that I can think of for entering their de facto courtroom on a visit is because if you don't appear, they may come for you. And so the global privacy shield sets up a paperwork buffer that, while it's not impenetrable, converts or transfers the entire liability to the fiduciaries, gives them notice of their crimes, and they can never rebut those crimes, so they're on the record, and gives them notice of their commercial default, their liability if they were to state a false claim, our willingness to use their statutes against them, and all the other buffers that I mentioned earlier in the program, not the least of which is that their process has been returned to them. So it's like a super commercial abatement, all combined, tidied up, with all sorts of choices that are available. All of them very short and sweet. There's nothing, even the letter rogatory maxes out at 3 pages, and it's well spaced, and it includes something I call a waiver of liability, something you have, something similar to areas that you have noticed on IRS forms where there's a box, and within the box you can state your reasons. Well, we allow them to state how they would be exempt to the conversion of liability on the instrument because they are exempt from United States tax laws. They are exempt from liability for this, that, or the other reason. They are the payment of the funds has a defect that they specify within that box, or there is no taxable transaction by way of the payment of those funds to them, and they have to sign and return that. And if they don't sign and return that, that adds to the weightiness of the default confessions and stipulations and their confessions to crimes. They cannot say with a straight face under any circumstance that they never had an opportunity to plead innocence, that they never had an opportunity to demonstrate they weren't liable. Here was his opportunity to respond, and he did not. Do you wish to join yourself to that avowed liability, yes or no? Because if you do, I have here, and it could be anything, it could be the instant affidavit, an affidavit of those crimes, and another one which is being signed right now and witnessed to your suborning those crimes. I have here his confession to the commercial settlement. I have here a true bill for the value attached to being a co-claimant in my claim to the debtor. I have here a warrant for the arrest of your bond. There are no shortage of tools, and all of them are facilitated in a very special way by the Global Privacy Shield. And by the way, that name has only existed for maybe 5 hours, because as I started to stand back and look at the forest and see what I had created and all the parts and derivations and play the parameters in my head of just what limitations there were to what I could do with it, and found that I felt there were no limitations, then I realized this was a new standalone procedure and will serve hopefully many people well over time until we get better and improve what we do even further. So as far as I'm concerned, BIC Suite and the comprehensive administrative remedies are dead. Long live the Queen. They are obsolete in my mind from this moment on. That doesn't mean they're ineffective or they have a defect. They've been affected. I can't even begin to tell you how many times they have been affected. But I would venture to say that at least the comprehensive administrative remedy has been used thousands of times based upon the email traffic I get, and with mostly good success. I've mentioned those stories. We've interviewed some people over the years. It's really remarkable, and I think the outcomes will be improved because we're giving them no place to go other than confession of assault on a foreign official, battery, kidnapping, or some of the most unique confessions up in Canada with the falsifications of records and the crimes that qualify for 2, 5, 10, and 14 years, and we have a slew of them on the instant affidavit. But they're left with no place to go other than a confession of criminality. And in the meantime, while they're considering their options, the liquidation time bomb is ticking. And we have too many instances now, north of the border and south of the border, where judges have been told, that's it. I am taking control of your bond. I'm seizing your bond. I'm issuing a warrant for the arrest of your bond. I'm issuing a warrant for your arrest. Next words out of my mouth will be you're under arrest. Next words out of my mouth will be that your bond is being arrested. We've had too many successes where the judges' faces go white or turn red and they simply walk out of the courtroom, not to understand the power we have when we advise them that the public is no longer protected against their negligent or willful acts of omission or commission. So I think we have many tools and there's a great deal of power at our disposal. Power different than their overt power. We don't need the guns on our hips. We have our faith in the Lord. We have our knowledge of the redemption of our sins and debts by the Christ. And we have righteousness and piety in our back pocket. We can look them in the eye and tell them the most outrageous things to their untruthful way of thinking. And it doesn't matter the venue. It could be in the courtroom. It could be before an agent. It could be at a hearing. It could be on a radio program. It could be about this economic crisis. You should see people responding when I go on other radio programs these days and just say to them, if the American system of commerce is so strong, the strongest in history, we've been told, then why does it collapse? I said that to a politician the other day. If your system that you're defending is so strong, then why does it collapse on the report of two bankruptcies? And you should have seen the room go silent. He knew that I had just slit his throat like a butchered cow, and the rest was going to be easy. If you're so excited about a 10,000 stock market, do me a favor, tell these people 10,000 what? Basis points? What the heck is a basis point? If you're talking in terminology even you don't understand, is it any wonder you go on television and say to people, I don't know how much the debt is. I don't know who we owe it to. I don't know if this bailout will work. Well, thank you for the confession that you are sitting at the helm of a house of cards. And folks, that's the same kind of pious righteousness that we can walk into the courtroom with, knowing who we are and what we have at our disposal. As to distribution of this particular process, I'm going to make it available with training at the North American event. So it's going to be a very limited distribution. And as I said, we do have space available. This will be a more intimate meeting than we've held in the past, by design, and in a nice isolated setting. We'll know what our purpose is in being there. I invite you to join me there if you would like by sending an email to naevent@hush.com. That's NA as in North America, event@hush.com, all one word. N-A-E-V-E-N-T at hush.com. Now, I don't remember if we had any other issues to discuss. I know we have someone going into a contempt hearing tomorrow. And that I've been trying to get in touch with this person for days and haven't been able to. So he or she may be listening to the program tonight. I think all of this discussion tonight is apropos to that discussion. That case, like so many others, is such a classic example of how we get embroiled by conceding just once, just one time, that we are that fiction, appearing just once instead of abating and settling the accounts, responding just once with a fruitful letter to an agency or making a demand, other than if we know how to do such a thing as a sovereign man. There are certain things that will repel agencies very quickly, such as proper seals on a document which is properly constructed as a sovereign man or woman. They want no part of that because they virtually cannot address such a party without committing a crime, and many of them have been made aware of that. By the way, if you're considering a liquidation, let me suggest that if it's done by an arrest warrant, that warrant might be served on the Bar Association and then secured by way of a bond to indemnify them against all acts of omission or commission should they not at least investigate their sanctioning that party for being an attorney at law, which, as you know, is a private licensing arrangement, which by use of the term attorney generalized, which actually means an agent, has been bastardized to be assumed by most people to be some sort of government position. Well, we all know it's not. And we all know that the Bar Association has to be insured to operate in the system of limited liability and Social Security and social insurance north of the border. And so we are including them recently on our list of sureties and underwriters, along with judicial grievance and, as I mentioned, DTC and FDIC and the banks and the credit agencies and Dun & Bradstreet and anyone else who might be at risk, not just through private sanction, but publicly, if they failed to act upon the information that the risk management bond of a party who was operating through them or under their sanction had been impeded, or at least had been clouded, that the title of that bond had been impaired. And I'm sure if you put your mind to it, you can think of many other sureties and underwriters where the effect of an arrest of bond, an arrest being a civil action, folks, understand that. It's nothing more than a commercial process, an attachment of title, where such an arrest might be beneficial in relieving you of the burden of that public official, if that public official is acting illegally and unlawfully. We'll be back to wrap up in a moment.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friend. Well, in the time that's left, let me see if I can do two things. Number one, put into perspective how we would actually use any of the BSE processes, but especially the Global Privacy Shield. And secondly, tell you about two other new documents that have been added to the Global Privacy Shield as bedrock foundational documents to be used in most any court case, but especially a criminal case. First of all, it is critical, and I know we get a drop-off in listeners during the last segment. Well, those people are going to be sorry they missed this. The number one error, as I mentioned last week, involving paperwork is filing your private paperwork into the court. If you do that, your reign as sovereign has come to an end, and you have just been through the revolution. The Global Privacy Shield, BIC for Dummies, BIC Turbo, BIC Essence, all of those are served privately. Collateralized, secured, bonded promissory notes are served privately. All payment instruments which are authored by living men on their full faith and credit should be served privately. We do not register those or mix those into public. There was a brief period of time we were doing a little of that at the county level in foreclosure cases, and in a way I regret that. I had only mentioned it once. I'm glad it was only once. We take the instruments and we give notice of existence of our lien against that instrument, our claim on that instrument and its proceeds, using a UCC-1 or a Coast Guard maritime lien form, a maritime lien being a higher form of lien, and we also will have that with us at the North American event. We then assign that liability to the fiduciary, or in the case of a 1099 OID, upon default, we can reassign it to IRS if we feel that would be beneficial. But we assign it to the fiduciary's organization or to the fiduciary. So we assign the instrument, not the proceeds, so that they can then apply the instrument and they've been noticed of its existence, notice of our lien against it and that it is intended to be used in the manner we've instructed. We also file into that case, at worst, the only thing that we would file in would be a notice of the settlement. And even then, my friends, I suggest that that notice of settlement be served privately if we intend not to appear. And we abate their defective process back to them. The new documents, among others that I've mentioned, would include a warrant requesting their authority under nature's God to impose their will on a sovereign man and obstruct or impair our divine rights, his divine rights, really. And it would include a new notice of settlement, which is done as a solemn affirmation. And it also will include the criminal solemn affirmation. But there's one other document. I'm personally replacing the Declaration of Political Status, which is a very lengthy document, with a short four-page Declaration of Interdependence. There are only a handful of people who have ever seen this document. We'll be introducing it at the North American event, again, as part of this integrated, comprehensive Global Privacy Shield. Thank you for joining me, my friends. I hope it was beneficial to you. Your attendance is a blessing to me. I hope to see you next week, Sunday night, right here, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Republic Broadcasting Network for Take No Prisoners. Good night and God bless.
Let me tell you why.